Welcome to the Talking About Podcast. I'm your host, TW. I recognize you have so many choices for your entertainment. So, whoever you are and wherever you may be, thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with me. Y'all gonna have to take this ride to work with me. Brother been busy. But making sure to get this pod out to y'all. So just bear with me. Audio quality is gonna be a little bit different today, but you still gonna get these takes, all right? You still gonna get these takes. Real quick, before we get started, please be so kind as to hit that subscribe button if you're watching this on the YouTube. Hit that like button so we get these likes up on this video. Every time, every person that watch should like the video at least once. It costs you nothing at all to hit that like button. And hit the share button, okay? Let somebody else know about this good talk we putting down over here. And tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's bring more people into the conversation. Okay, so what's everybody been talking about this week? Well, if you've been paying attention, there's been a couple of things going on that are very, very interesting in the wrestling world. In particular, there was AEW, I believe it was Full Gear this past weekend. And the match that stole the show was Swerve versus Hangman. Okay, Swerve versus Hangman got a lot of pub because they did some nasty stuff. Hangman drank Swerve's blood at one point, which was disgusting to me. I can't imagine any scenario or any amount of money in which I would be drinking somebody else's blood. But, hey, you do it for the fans. Good for you, I guess. Hopefully everybody got tested. But, yeah, that's really gross. And, yeah, never couldn't be me. So, that was the most well-built match going into that show, okay? They absolutely, I think they absolutely stole the show. You could argue that that could have been considered the real main event based on what people anticipated. But a clear thing is happening right now in AEW. They are building up Swerve for a main event run, for a top spot run. And I think that's great, right? I think that's great. AEW is a company that has not done a good job of marketing its product to a black audience. Like, they've done a lot of what I call hear damn diversity, right? Like, I mean, you know how, you know, when somebody's annoying you for something, you're like, hear damn, take it, right? Like, AEW has done a lot of that when it comes to their efforts to reach out to black fans. Like, remember Scorpio Sky's quote-unquote winning streak that we only heard about before they put the TNT title on him? And all this only stemmed from Big Swole's comments about their lack of diversity during her exit interview and Tony Khan's potentially substance-fueled rant towards her after, in a tweet. So anyway, all these things are, you know, laid bare. You know, we'll never forget that he sent Brandi Rhodes out on TV to call herself a black bitch. Like, you know, we'll never these things, you don't need somebody to name call and finger point to see the issues AEW has when it comes to marketing black stars or marketing towards black talent. AEW talks so much about their target demo, right? And like, that target demo is, I believe, 18 to 49 year old. But the part of that that they don't mention is it's 18 to 49 year old white men. That's the part they leave out when they mention the target demo. So I'm saying all this just to say, not to name call, but I'm saying that they believe that their target audience is not specifically black people, so they don't market their product towards black people. You see a great talent like Willow Nightingale, beautiful woman, fun character. She's been middling in terms of what they've been having her do on AEW TV for a long time. Again, meanwhile, they have a character like Julia Hart, right? Who she's certainly growing and progressing, but you see the effort to build up her character and to make her look more and more credible, right? Like, she just got a win in a triple threat with Chris Statlander and whoever else is in that match. But, like, you know, they hold Chris Statlander in very high regard. So one, even putting her in a match next to Chris Statlander is a stamp of approval, right? And then having her come out on top of that match is a huge stamp of approval, right? So so Julia Hart is an example of AEW getting behind a young talent and pushing them. And you don't see that with really any black talents, right? Like, you don't. You just don't. This is not complaining. I'm just saying these are the facts. And they're doing that right now with Swerve, right? So that's why what they're doing with Swerve right now is really amplified. That they've had him working with Hangman, who is a stamped, certified, elite, original. And he's someone that AEW's target demo sees as a big deal. He's a former AEW champion, right? So having Swerve work with Hangman repeatedly, have multiple victories on big shows over Hangman, this is the same thing that WWE was doing with Cody Rhodes against Brock Lesnar, right? Like, they're taking someone that the audience sees as a big deal and they're having them work a long, you know, sustained program in which the person who's on the rise comes out on top, right? This is Swerve's validation. So good for Swerve. I'm happy for Swerve. All fans of Swerve, good for you. I'm happy for you. Rejoice, okay? Now, because Twitter is Twitter and it's a nasty place and, you know, people approach things with an effort to be negative and to bring people down and to tear people down, of course, while Swerve was having his shining moment to bask in the afterglow of this big match, this big win he had at Full Gear, someone began circulating a clip from an interview that was done with Kazim, I apologize, I don't know the brother's full name, but Kaz, very prominent personality, you know, in the wrestling sphere and in the sports media scape, you know, very smart, talented brother. He's one of the people, one of the forces behind Wale Mania, a huge event. And so on his podcast, it might have been an episode of a Ringer podcast, he was interviewing Swerve, and Kaz asked Swerve about his reaction to his placement on that year's BRP 50. Now, if you're not familiar with the BRP 50, the BRP 50 is a list of the top 50 black wrestlers across any promotion or indies from a given time period of a year, right? I think it's from, I want to say it's from April to April or May to May, something like that. But if you listen to the content that they create around the release of their list, which is every Juneteenth, they explain what the criteria for the list are. Now, for me, I like the fact that somebody does a list and clearly explains what their criteria is for ranking people on the list, because I see so many lists that look like such bull. And this doesn't mean that this list doesn't look like bull too. But what it means is at least they explain what their criteria are so that if you want to dispute it, you have to dispute it based on criteria and not off your opinion, right? Because again, even with the criteria, it's still the opinion of the list makers. But I always appreciate it that when they present the list, they explain, here's what goes into our rankings. So now, people still can have tons of disagreements with a list. And by the way, a list as a form of content is a form of content that is specifically designed to create debate, to create reaction, right? Like, if you look at Bleacher Report, especially early on in Bleacher Report, Bleacher Report was all list, right? Like the top 10 quarterbacks under 25 or, you know, whatever, like all these lists, right? And even in Swerve's comments on Kaz's podcast, he pretty much said that he referenced that list to one of MTV's greatest MCs list, in which they didn't have Jay-Z ranked number one, which, you know, to certain people is blasphemous. And his reaction to being ranked wherever he was ranked on the list, I don't know if it was 11 or 12th or something like that, he reached out to the people making the list and said, take me off the list, or to some effect, something like that, right? I'm not a part of the conversations. I get this all third hand like everybody else. So he said, take me off the list, right? Which is basically to say, this list is nonsense. I don't want to be associated, which he has the right to do, okay? Another wrestler who did that same thing to these same content creators was Moose. Moose was ranked somewhere on the list that he didn't like, and he reached out to them and said, take me off the list. Now, again, everybody has a right to defend their art, to defend what they make and whatever and all that other stuff, right? But two things about this. One, if you make any kind of art, critics are a part of the ecosystem, okay? If you do pro sports, you got to deal with Stephen A. Smith. If you make movies, you got to deal with Ebert and Roper or whoever it is, right? I think it was Siskel and Ebert back in the day, whatever. But you got to deal with critics, okay? If you have a restaurant, you got to deal with Keith Lee, okay? Like, everybody has critics. Critics are a part of the ecosystem, and they're part of what helps drive fan interest, okay? So you can't be like, oh, you never played football, you're not allowed to talk about it. No. You can feel that way, it's fine. But there's a lot of people who never played football and are still very interested in football. And so the perspective of that guy or that lady who never played football and is writing about it now, that relates to their perspective. That makes the game relatable to them. Critics are a valuable and important part of the entertainment ecosystem. That is a fact, okay? So for all these artists who get criticized and want to get overly sensitive and want to fight the critic or say, take me off the list, get over yourself, because that's part of what you do. If I'm doing podcasts and there are people out there who critique podcasts, if they listen to my podcast and they're like, yo, his shit is terrible, guess what? That's part of the ecosystem. I'm happy to be noticed. And by the way, when that podcast critic says his shit is terrible, it's going to make at least one person listen to my pod and see if they agree with that critic's critique that my shit is terrible. So getting criticized is part of the gig. It is part of the gig. No matter what your gig is in entertainment, getting criticized is part of the gig. So this oversensitivity, oh, just don't mention me, just don't talk about me, that's trash. That's trash. Play your role. Again, your role is to be the on-screen entertainer, but guess what? If nobody talked about it, nobody would be paying tickets to come see you, okay? Like, the critics are a vital part of the entertainment ecosystem. That is a fact. So there's that part of it. The other part of it is, as a black content creator myself, and by the way, wrestlers, again, wrestlers are artists, and traditionally in wrestling, as we talked about earlier, wrestling promoters don't see black fans as their target audience. So they don't typically lift up black talent. So when you see black content creators creating content that surrounds you, whether you like what they're saying about you or not, they're still keeping your name out there. You ever heard the saying, all publicity is good publicity? That's not totally wrong. So if you're being ranked on a list, it's the top 10 list and you're number 10, of course you'd rather be number one. Come out here and be like, yo, I'd rather be number one. I think I'm better than 9 through 1 who you got ranked on this list, and here's why. Cool, talk about it, okay? And then go out there and give them the incentive to make you number one the next year. But to try and discredit the list makers, that is trash. And a bigger reason why it's trash is because I don't see any of these dudes do that same reaction when they don't like where they're ranked on the PWI 500 or any ESPN list or anything like that, any Bleacher Report list. I don't see that same energy at all. And that, to me, is trash. And that brings us back to the Swerve conversation to begin with. So people were offended because someone circulated this clip of this controversy of Swerve saying that the BRP, which is, to be clear, a black owned and operated and generated list, saying that the BRP 50 is like invalidated or they just do it for clout or whatever his reasoning was, you're pretty much saying that they don't have a right to be ranking. Like, who are you to be ranking anything? Well, did you say that when you were ranked on the I don't even know where he was ranked on the PWI list, but did you have that energy for where you ranked on the PWI list? I know you weren't ranked number one. Did you say that for where you were ranked on whatever list ESPN had been putting out or Bleacher Report had been putting out of, you know, top wrestlers in any given particular category? If you did, I sure didn't see it. And so to me, that makes it extra foul. Okay? Because again, not only are you violating the understood ecosystem, the understood place of critics in the ecosystem, right? Like, not only are you violating your role in that situation, but you are discrediting black content creators who are making content that is highlighting your work. Now, again, you may not like that they highlighted other people's work and ranked it higher than yours in a given time period, but they still are highlighting your work. And so look, I'm not gonna, you know, just keep going around in circles, but that's the guts of it, all right? That's the guts of it, is that you buck back at your ranking by black content creators, the way you're mentioned by black content creators, and I don't see that same thing by any of these more established brands. So to me, that's trash. Now, I'm not the one who circulated the video, right? I didn't circulate the video, but I just explained to you why people may have had a problem with what they saw from him in that instance. Okay? So you did something that people don't like, and they brought it up at a time when you were supposed to be getting shine. And people who are fans of Swerve or fans of AEW are offended by this. But you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Tessa Blanchard. If you remember, way back in 2020, Tessa Blanchard was on track to become the first ever female world champion of a promotion. Impact Wrestling was going to put their world title on Tessa Blanchard at, I believe it was Hard to Kill, in January of 2020. They had a great build. They had her working with Sami Callihan and OVE, which was an absolutely phenomenal choice, right? Because they were great wrestlers, really good bad guy characters, but they weren't so significantly bigger than her that it looked weird when she was beating them. So they did a great job building her up for the big world title match, and she won the world title off Sami Callihan, became the world champion. But but the build for it, right? Excuse me. This was going to be a big, huge, major moment for her, major moment for Impact Wrestling. And the night before, it all went to hell. Why did it all go to hell, you say? Well, it went to hell because she tweeted out some type of slick comment about, man, we could get much further if women just supported women, or something like that. And then everyone around her was like, I know this ain't who I think it is, right? Like, you know that clip from Atlanta with Big Boy? He's like, I know that ain't who I think it is, right? Her, of all people, out here talking about, we could get much further if we just supported each other. And it opened the floodgates of seemingly everybody who had ever been done wrong by Tessa Blanchard was tweeting out all their gripes, and not just gripes, right? Like, not like, she cut me in line at the lunch counter. Like, no. You remember, this was some really foul, foul stuff that she had done throughout her wrestling career, and it all came back to roost, okay? It all came back to roost. And this is a lot like that. Now, I'm not saying that Swerve did a bunch of people dirty. Like, you know, this is not an apples to apples comparison. But what it is it's a comparison. Excuse me. It's an example of the fact that you can't just do people dirty and expect no consequences. It costs you nothing to be nice. If you're the person with a platform and you take your opportunity to crap on people with a smaller platform, you're going to rub some people the wrong way. And don't be surprised when that moment comes up and the time when you weren't so nice to people who tried to talk nice about you comes back to bite you. And that is exactly what happened. I'm not doing an I told you so. I'm not doing a ha ha, that's what you get. I'm just stating the reality. I'm just stating the reality and the fact of the situation is that Swerve is a wrestler who has been on major platforms, and he chose to use his platform to try and discredit some content creators that he did not deem worthy to be critiquing him. And little did he know, those content creators have a lot of people who support what they do. And they have a lot of people who saw things the way that I just explained it to you, which is that, hey, you're a black wrestler and you got these black content creators trying to create content to highlight black wrestlers. Why are you acting like a turd? And that rubbed some people the wrong way. And it came back to bite him at the worst possible time, right? At the worst possible time. Now, look, this is not going to tank Swerve's push. Like, I see people out here talking about cancellation. Why are we trying to cancel somebody? Like, yo, we got to do better learning what words mean. We got to do better using words in the context that they are intended. Some words have nuance, and sometimes you're just making stuff up, okay? Pointing out something that someone did that you don't like, that's not canceling somebody. Canceling somebody is what happened to Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick got canceled, okay? Canceling somebody is what happened to R. Kelly. R. Kelly got canceled. Canceling somebody is unifying to say this person is gross or whatever, like, for whatever reason, I don't want to support this person's work anymore. That's not the same thing as saying, yo, you said something I don't like. That's just normal discourse. Because we live in this internet world and people don't know how to talk to people anymore, everything has to be the nastiest thing you can type as soon as you see something. People don't know how to have conversations anymore. They gotta use the most reactionary word, the most reactionary phrase they can find. Just saying you don't like something somebody did, that's not canceling somebody. Learn how to talk. I had somebody try to tell me I don't understand reading comprehension because they didn't like the way I interpreted something that they wrote or they tweeted. No, I understand reading comprehension just fine. And I understand that words can be used in varying degrees of context. But that doesn't mean that words can just mean something they don't mean, right? So, again, stop jumping out the window. Just because some people are reminding you that, hey, I'm not doing backflips and cartwheels to celebrate Swerve because he rubbed me the wrong way when he said this thing. What that got to do with you? What does that have to do with you? That has nothing to do with you. You're jumping up and down, bending over backwards to cry and say that black people don't support black people. Well, guess what? The cycle goes round and round. Because in this instance, if you call this black people not supporting black people, it's a result of what? A black person not supporting black people. So you're right. You're right. Okay? You're right. Like, black people are horrible about supporting black people for the sake of supporting black people. You're absolutely right about that if that's the way you feel. Okay? If you think that black people should do a better job of supporting black people for the sake of supporting black people, then be the change you want to see. Get out there and support black people just because they black people. Okay? Me personally, I'm always show love until you give me a reason not to. Okay? I'm always show love until you give me a reason not to. I'm a support. When I see black people trying to do something, I'm always show love. Until you start talking that Candace Owens, until you start talking that Kanye West from time to time, given, you know, what state of mind he's in, right? Like, when you start talking that, I'm good. I don't need to go out of my way to tear you down, but I'm sure as heck not going to be out here retweeting a vote for Daniel Cameron post, okay? So, like, all skin folk ain't kin folk. Okay, and again, that doesn't mean that there's only one way to be black or yada yada yada. Like, we all think about things differently. We all watch wrestling and view politics and sports and finances all different ways based on where we grew up, who our parents are, what our life circumstances are, right? And honestly, in these public spaces, we need to do better about making space for black people who come from different backgrounds and have different types of points of view. That is something that we all need to do a better job of. But what we gotta stop doing is trying to shout people down for not liking what you like and trying to invalidate people's opinions because they're not the same opinions as yours. And trying to act like people don't have a right to be offended by whatever they were offended by. You get offended. I get offended. Everybody who's human gets offended. It is what it is. All right? It's a thing. So, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy for Swerve that he's getting shine right now. Shout out to him. Congratulations to all the Swerve fans. Hopefully your guy goes all the way. Okay, hopefully he gets to beat MJF and become the first black AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Yay! I hope for all these great things. Okay? But by the same token, if you're going to keep shitting on black content creators, I'm going to feel some type of way about that. Okay? It is what it is. It is what it is. We all got our biases. Don't hate on me because I put my biases out front. All right? Don't hate on me for that. But again, I'm happy for Swerve. I'm happy for wrestling. Anytime there's good, fun wrestling content to talk about, we all win. We all win. All right? So That's it. That's all I got for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you like this show, please like, comment, share. If you really want to help out the pod, the best thing you can do is tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's bring more people into the conversation. Until next time, I'm TW. Peace.